course, we've been talking about we're waiting for the mid-year financial update or the fiscal update from the province's finance minister, Tom Osborne. That has not come yet. We're still in a bit of a holding pattern. But one thing we do know is the provincial government is going to be spending more money to pay about 16,000 members of NAEP. That's because they've reached a tentative agreement with the provincial government. About 16,000 of them had been in contract talks, of course, through their union. And they're not revealing at this point in time how much of a raise they're going to get. I had an opportunity to catch up with Jerry Earle, the head of NAEP, the province's largest public and private sector union. He's in Toronto. Mr. Earle, what can you tell us about the agreement that you've reached with government for the 16,000 workers?
Fred, we can't really get into the details because this is just something that's been attained basically in the matter of the past few days. All of our negotiating teams were in St. John's this past Saturday, met with our staff, and have had conversations that have led to this tentative agreement that we have announced today. So, like I said, it affects 16,000-plus public sector employees, and it ensures stability in public services. It ensures our members will see recognition from the invaluable work they do, and it recognizes in Newfoundland, Labrador, we have difficulties, but this will, I believe, actually help the provincial economy, small businesses, local restaurants, because our members now know that for a specified period of time, their collective agreements are secure, and they're going to get recognition now after a very difficult period during difficult times.
All right, so you're coming out of what was a wage freeze, but in the release from government, it does say that the agreement extends all aspects for 2 years, with the exception of certain specific amendments. The amendments include salary increase. So, I mean, from this, you can draw the conclusion that your members are getting a raise.
Absolutely. People heard me say at our biennial convention just a short month ago that status quo could not be sustained. Our members, like every Newfoundland and Labradorian, is finding times challenging and need some recognition. And what we've done, this agreement, recognizing the spot definitely that our province is in. But that means our members, this is our province too, and our members were finding difficulty. I believe this will help to some degree, and it's for a short period of time. Rather than getting into full-blown collective bargaining, we took the approach that we did because every round of collective bargaining is different, as was this one. And our teams, our staff, government officials, which I must applaud, the provincial government itself came to the conclusion that this was the best option for our members and actually the entire province.
But obviously with 16,000 people getting ready to vote on whatever this agreement is, it's going to leak out in the next couple of days. Why not just reveal the amount to the public now?
Because we owe it to our membership. If things leak out, then we will deal with those at that time. Our approach is and always will be the people that we represent, which are Newfoundland Labradorians as well, but happen to be our members that provide valuable public services. We'll make best efforts to get information to them first. They are the ones that have to make the decision on this, and we'll respect that process. If information leaks out, then we will comment on it at that time. But the one message is that the collective agreement that we have is secured. The members are being recognized for the service they provided in the tough economical times in this province. And we will proceed with that, respecting our members have a right to be given the information first, hopefully.
Are you recommending, as the union leader, that they ratify this agreement?
The way this works is we met with all of our negotiating teams on Saturday, a total of 100 or more local frontline activists elected by the members. We consulted with them, and it's a unanimous decision of those negotiating teams to recommend acceptance of this collective agreement.
So were you surprised by, a lot of people assume that when you said that at your convention, that the status quo was not going to fly, given the economic situation of the province, that there was probably going to be some, or possibly going to be some labor unrest, or maybe even a strike, or a lockout, or a walkout. Were you surprised by the fact that you were able to reach this deal?
Not necessarily surprised, and one thing I've always assured people in this province is that we will make best efforts to strive towards reaching collective agreements that represent our province. I keep saying this is our province too and our members. The last thing we strive towards is job action. Sometimes that becomes necessary, but unions, when they get a bad rap, they're looked at and said, that's the first thing the union wants to do. Actually, I know I can speak for NAEP. That's the last thing we want to do. In the last 5 years, Nate has not needed to take any specific job action. The one job action actually was, ironically, where a town council actually locked out our members. So we will always work with employers. As you've just heard, with home care already, we've announced tentative agreements just in the past weeks. And now with the provincial government, and again, I applaud the government for coming to the table, taking a collaborative approach here. Their staff, our staff, work diligently and arrive at this collective agreement.
When will the ratification vote be clued up? When will you know whether or not your members are going to accept it?
If we were not into the Christmas season, and again, we're expecting our members and the province there, trying to get people out when they're trying to spend time with family, and that we would have went out the next few weeks. But what we'll do now, in all likelihood, is immediately after the Christmas period, we'll start process. Actually, we're working on that as we speak to get this set up for members. But again, recognizing Christmas is an important time for everybody, for family. The last thing we want to do is be expecting people to come out on a Friday or Saturday night to a meeting, taking time away from the family. So we're working on that as we speak, Fred, to set up those times. So the short answer is very likely, as soon as Christmas is over, we'll immediately begin this process.
Mr. Earle, thanks for your time today. Appreciate it, sir.
Thank you very much, Fred.